Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll look into a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the federal judge Richard Leon's ruling against the NSA's collection of phone company metadata on Americans, and speak with Laura Moy, who is a staff attorney at Public Knowledge, a Washington, D.C.-based public interest group working to defend citizens' rights in the emerging digital culture. We will discuss the likely impact of the ruling that does not stop the NSA's collection, but is expected to further expose their activities in open court. Then we'll assess the likely outcome of the meeting in the White House with 15 CEOs who head the country's leading tech giants. They recently published a full-page open letter to the president urging that the NSA be reined in, and followed up Tuesday by lobbying the president in person to reform the NSA because its activities are hurting their businesses. Christopher Sprigman, a professor of law at New York University and co-director of the Engelberg Center on Innovation, Law, and Policy, joins us to discuss his recent article in The Atlantic with Jennifer Granick, U.S. Government Surveillance, Bad for Silicon Valley, Bad for Democracy Around the World, as well as the international blowback against NSA spying that is hurting these tech giants' bottom line. Then finally, we'll speak with Michelle Richardson, the legislative counsel with the American Civil Liberties Union Washington Legislative Office, who focuses on national security issues. We will discuss growing public outrage against government intrusion on our privacy that is beginning to force the Congress to act, and the gathering momentum on the legal front buoyed by Judge Leon's ruling, as well as the role of the press, who so far appear to have largely sided with national security concerns over civil liberties. And joining us now is Laura Moy, who's a staff attorney at Public Knowledge, where she specializes in copyright, telecommunications, and privacy issues. Prior to joining Public Knowledge, she was a staff attorney at Georgetown Law's Institute for Public Representation, where she supervised law students in a clinical setting and represented nonprofit clients in privacy, copyright, and telecommunications matters. Welcome to Background Briefing, Laura Moy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And it seems something of a surprise, this Judge Leon's ruling in Washington, D.C. against Verizon metadata activities. They were brought forth by a conservative group called Judicial Watch, led by Larry Klayman, who seemed to be the lead plaintiff in this. So what was your reaction to the verdict?
Well, let's see. You called it a surprise. As a privacy advocate, I would say it is a very pleasant surprise. So Judge Leon ruled in this opinion that just came out on Monday. Sorry, will this be on?
We can edit it. Don't worry. Go ahead.
Is it going to be later? This okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So,
it just came out.
It just came out last Monday. He ruled that the NSA's bulk collection of individuals' phone metadata, and by that I mean who we call, when we call them, how long those calls last, all of that information, that collecting all of that information about everyone all the time probably violates the Constitution.
So, but I guess what I'm surprised about is that it took a conservative group to do this. What's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, the two plaintiffs in the case, Larry Klayman and another man whose son was an NSA technician and was killed in Afghanistan. Although Larry Klayman is also heads up Judicial Watch, I think that who the plaintiffs are in this case actually isn't that important. I mean, you know, I think it's fantastic that Klayman came forward with this case, because obviously it's a very important ruling. And I think as a conservative and as a very vocal opponent to the administration, you know, maybe he was the one with the guts to do it. So I think that that's fantastic, but I think that who the plaintiffs are in this case is it really isn't that important, because the opinion really affects the bulk collection of information about all Americans.
Well, already it seems, Laura Moy, that the Senate is weighing in. Harry Reid seems to be happy with the ruling. Senator Ron Wyden, who's been a longtime NSA critic on the Intelligence Committee, he says, "I think our side is on the march." And even Dianne Feinstein, who's been a staunch defender of the National Security Agency, saying that this metadata program was indispensable. she seems to be backing down a little. What's your sense there in Washington of the response, particularly on Capitol Hill?
Well, you know, Capitol Hill, when it operates effectively, is responsive to the needs and wants of the people. And I think Americans are making themselves very clear that they don't want their information collected like this. It's just, there are times, of course, when in the interest of national security, the government is going to have to collect information about its citizens. But the way that the NSA has been doing it, this massive collection of lots of information about all Americans, even those not suspected of any wrongdoing, is just way beyond, I think, the scope of what Congress and the American people imagined or authorized.
So in terms of the way forward, this ruling by Judge Leon in no ways stops the NSA from its ongoing activities in collecting metadata through phone companies.
That's right. It doesn't stop it right away. So the opinion, he did tell the NSA that it has to stop collecting information about the two plaintiffs and that it has to delete all of the information that it has already collected about the two plaintiffs, but it said, actually hold off on doing that so that the government and give the government some time to appeal this decision because we recognize that there are huge national security interests here.
So what is the way forward then in terms of this ruling, which isn't going to stop the NSA? So what does it do?
So I think it does a couple things. First of all, this decision will actually be appealed, and you know it will be appealed to the circuit court, and then ultimately the Supreme Court has the authority to speak on this issue, should it choose to take up an appeal. So that's one thing. It may be that Judge Leon's opinion doesn't have any immediate effect, but it does sort of start the ball rolling on the appeals process that could end up in the Supreme Court and obviously would have huge national implications then. Another thing that it does is it sends a signal to the government and to the companies, the phone companies, that this unbridled mass surveillance isn't going to be allowed to continue, that maybe some changes need to be made. Otherwise, more courts are going to decide this way. Otherwise, Congress might step in and do some more regulation. Who knows what's going to happen, but I think it does send a very clear signal that this continued mass surveillance is not going to be allowed.
Again, I'm speaking with Laura Moy, who is a staff attorney at Public Knowledge, where she specializes in copyright, telecommunications, and privacy issues. Prior to joining Public Knowledge, she was a staff attorney at Georgetown's Law's Institute for Public Representation, where she supervised law students in a clinical setting and represented nonprofit clients in privacy, copyright, and telecommunications matters. So is it then possible or likely, Laura, that when the government appeals, and then when we have this day in court on this issue, the government seems to hide behind security and people like Senator Feinstein saying, you know, that you have to trust them, you have to trust General Alexander, they're doing the right things, you know, just to trust us. That seems to be the main theme of those who defend these secret programs, which we only know about because of Edward Snowden. And as the information comes out, the citizenry gets more and more alarmed. We had a very close vote in the Congress over this very matter. And do you think that when it's in a court of law, do you think the more it's exposed, the less support it will get?
I do think that that's the case. And I think that perhaps that's one of the reasons that the government has been so secretive about a lot of these programs, is because the people running these programs realize that if the American public knew about them, there would be outrage. There would be public outrage, and there would be a reaction, hopefully a reaction in the legislature with the representatives of the people. I hear you saying that the government is constantly saying, trust us, there's national security at risk here. It's true that national security is a huge interest and one that we all care about, but we have to balance it against the interest in privacy. everyone has an interest in privacy. Everyone has an interest in national security. And I think that where our privacy is going to be compromised in the interest of national security, it has to be done so in a way that is reasonable, in a way that is transparent, that the people can see and that they can respond to if they don't like the way that it's being done. Judge Leon quoted James Madison in his opinion, and I think that this quote is a really brilliant one. James Madison, one of the founding fathers, of course, said that we should beware the abridgment of freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments by those in power. And I think that that's sort of the case here. There's this gradual and silent encroachment on our privacy in the interest of national security by the NSA, by the CIA, through these orders for phone records on everybody in the country. It recently came out that the government has also been collecting location information from cell phones of both of Americans and people all over the world. So, I think that this is really a cautionary tale here.
And Judge Richard Leon, who made this ruling, he's fairly conservative, is he not? I think he was appointed by President George W. Bush, was he not?
Yes, he was.
So what do you know about him?
He was appointed, but I don't know a whole lot about Judge Leon. I do know that he is a Bush appointee, and therefore, most judges appointed by most judges do tend to lean toward the political slant of whatever president appointed them, but not necessarily. There are, of course, exceptions to the rule. And then, of course, there are issues like this that really seem to be bipartisan. I think that the interest in protecting privacy against the encroachment of government surveillance is one that is obviously a bipartisan interest. You mentioned before that some of the Democrats in Congress have spoken out against this, and I think Republicans have as well. It's an interest. This is not a Republican issue. It's not a Democratic issue. This is really an issue that pertains to all Americans and is in the interest of everyone.
Well, indeed, on the liberal side, the Senate Judiciary Chairman, Patrick Leahy, he has a bill that would end this NSA program that we're talking about, the collection of metadata through phone companies and internet companies. So that would seem to make that pretty clear, that a conservative judge is being welcomed by a liberal senator.
Right. And I really do think that that members of both parties coming out against bulk collection of Americans' private information is really a sign that it's not a partisan issue. This is really something that everyone cares about.
So what is the, in this ruling, is there any mention of the FISA court? Because at the time of the congressional vote, that came was a very close call for the National Security Agency. They only sort of squeaked by with less than 10 votes, I seem to recall. And at the time I remember covering it, there was a lot of criticism of the FISA court. I believe this Chief Justice who's appointed all of these judges, they tend to be fairly much on the conservative side. And of course, it's an unusual court in as much as there's only representation of one side. You don't have any defense attorneys in there. You only have the government attorney and the judge.
Right.
So, and a secret court in itself strikes me as an oxymoron. So is FISA in any way a part of this ruling?
The Department of Justice has said in response to this ruling that it believes that this program is constitutional, as other judges have ruled. And I think that the Department of Justice is talking about the FISA court here. But as you say, the FISA court is very secretive. We don't know a lot about what goes on there. And Judge Leon does mention that the government is asking him to be the only non-FISA judge to essentially bless this mass collection of Americans' information.
So what is a public citizen doing in terms of lobbying? I know
that you lobby heavily in favor and on behalf of citizens and more transparency. And I guess what's at stake here is the fundamentals of the Fourth Amendment, or at least the vestiges of the Fourth Amendment, which has clearly been eroded for some time now. And I think if there's going to be more to come, surely, in terms of if we have drones going over our houses with infrared cameras that can see what's going on inside the house, the whole idea of the Fourth Amendment that goes back to the American Revolution, to protecting the home and the personal and privacy and papers of the individual against the government intrusion. And of course, it was in response to the British writ of just literally going in and kicking doors down and seizing anything that they wanted and any person that they wanted. A bulk writ, I guess, is what... Isn't that what was at the heart of this objection, that this sort of almost takes us back to the pre-revolutionary days in terms of government abuse?
Yes, I think that's right. You know, I mean, the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution protects us against unreasonable searches. And it protects areas in which Americans have an expectation of privacy. When you are talking on your phone, you know, you carry your cell phone with you everywhere that you go, you can reasonably expect that who you call and how long you talk to them, and how many times a day you call them and how long those phone calls last, that all of that information is private. It's information that only you know about, and if you're going to share it with someone, you want to share it because you choose to. And because you expect that information is private, if the government is going to take a look at it, it just needs to follow some procedures first. No one's saying the government should never be able to look at this information. I think privacy advocates are just saying, if you're going to look at this information, please follow some basic guidelines about it. If you're going to collect information about Americans that is private, you need to get a warrant first. So to answer your question about what individuals can do now, if you have an interest in this area, and you have an interest in protecting your privacy and furthering the goals of privacy advocates, then I would encourage individuals to contact their representatives and their senators, and say, this information means a lot to me. My privacy means a lot to me. Please protect my privacy. I expect this information to be private, and I would like the government to respect that.
So do you think then that since the Snowden revelations, there is a snowball effect that's happening here, that, you know, we've had the close vote in the House, now we've had this conservative judge's ruling, not that it changes the facts on the ground, but once it gets into court and the government is forced to defend its practices, it's likely to have a kind of boomerang effect. So are we on a roll here in terms of those that are concerned, you know, that those advocates like yourself for a more robust Fourth Amendment and for more transparency and less government intrusion on our lives?
I think we are on a roll, and I don't think that we're on a roll because interest in these issues is new. I think that people have always cared quite a bit about privacy and about protecting their private information from the intrusive eyes of the government. I think that maybe we're just on a roll now because more information is coming out about practices that formerly were very secret.
So in terms of just how this, just in closing, how this will affect the law in every sense, you know, as you probably know, Laura, law enforcement is more and more using, we know from some of the Snowden leaks that the DEA is also getting some of this data, the Drug Enforcement Administration, that police are more and more using metadata and cell phone information to both track people and arrest people. How's that whole area of law going to be clarified?
I think that this case sends a real signal to law enforcement agencies that they need to step it back. It might be okay to collect certain types of information, but the government needs to do it reasonably. So if as a law enforcement agency, you want to avoid having a court crack down on you, then you need to proceed with your surveillance activities in a way that is reasonable. you know, I think types of information like what's been collected in this case about who we call, when we call them, how long the calls last, that information is information that the government might be able to collect sometimes without an individual for a short period of time. But it becomes a real problem when it's doing this dragnet collection. That's what Judge Leon referred to it as, a dragnet. It becomes a problem when this information is being collected about everyone all the time for a long period of time. I think that the information came out that some of these records are being kept for up to 5 years.
Well, Laura Moya, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Again, I've been speaking with Laura Moy, who's a staff attorney at Public Knowledge, where she specializes in copyright, telecommunications, and privacy issues. Prior to joining Public Knowledge, she was a staff attorney at Georgetown Law's Institute for Public Representation, where she supervised law students in a clinical setting and represented nonprofit clients in privacy, copyright, and telecommunications matters. We're going to take a brief station break. We're back talking about the meeting in the White House with 15 of the country's leading tech giants.